Welcome to the Daily Chizuk. During these days, Sefirat HaOmer, we are supposed to be working on our interpersonal relationships, giving people more honor and respect. We're counting down the days till Matan Torah, which was given when the Jewish people were unified as one. When we have unity and harmony, we are blessed. It is not easy to respect and love people who have harmed us. But lefum saragra, according to the difficulty, is the reward. If we are able to overlook and forgive, the rewards are tremendous. Besides for the heavenly blessings that will come, it also brings a person, it relieves a person from his pain and stress and brings a certain inner peace. A man from London who will call Shimon, who deals in light fixtures and electrical equipment, told that two young men opened up the exact same business as him in the same area, targeting the same customers. Initially, he was very upset, but he tried to work on his emunah and recognize that his parnasah is coming from Hashem and no one could take a penny away from what's really his. But as time went on, these two young men were taking customer after customer of his. They always seemed to be one step ahead of him. And Shimon began losing his emunah. So he went to his rabbi for chizuk. His rabbi told him a story, which took place many years ago in Israel, when a new store opened up right across the street from another store selling the exact same merchandise. The owner of the existing store was beside himself. He tried to be strong about it, but every day he would watch as other customers walked into the competition, and it would bother him so much. He went to the Chazon Ish for Chizuk, and the Chazon Ish told him, from now on, whenever you see a customer walking into the competition and it begins to bother you, take out a Tehillim and recite one Perek in the merit that your competition makes the sale with that customer. This will take away the negative feelings from your heart, and this will bring you an abundance of blessing. The man followed the advice of the Chazon Ish, and he went on to become extremely wealthy. The rabbi told Shimon, you should do the same thing with your competition. Not too long afterward, Shimon received a very large order valued at about $70,000. He asked the buyer if he could put the order in writing and sign it. The buyer was insulted. He said, you don't trust me? We've been doing business for all these years. Don't worry. But Shimon said, it's such a large order. He said, trust me. So Shimon said, okay. He ordered the goods, and after 2 weeks, went by without hearing from Shimon, without hearing from the buyer. Shimon called him up and said, what happened? I have the goods here. I'm ready to ship them. The buyer then apologized, saying, two young men offered to sell him the same supplies, and they practically begged for the deal. They said they hadn't gotten any big deals in the last 2 months, and they're desperate. So he said he felt bad for them and gave them the deal instead. Obviously, Shimon was fuming when he heard this. Not only did he already order the supplies, but now he lost the deal to these competitors. But instead of yelling and getting upset, he went straight to his Tehillim, and he said a perek for the success of that deal with his competitor. Then he said he didn't feel that he really meant it, so he said a second perek of Tehillim for them. Someone who found out about what happened called Shimon and said, how do you let this happen to you? It's not fair. You should demand to get the sale. But Shimon felt very good about what he did. He said the Tehillim, it calmed him down. And he said the more this man complained to him, the stronger he got. He was confident that Hashem was going to give him what's coming to him. Less than 2 weeks later, a brand new customer called Shimon out of the blue for the same supplies that he ordered already. And this time the order was for almost $90,000. To get an order for $70,000 was rare, but to get one for $90,000 was extremely rare, and especially from a brand new customer. Shimon thanked Hashem for that order, and he thanked his rabbi for the greatest advice that he gave him. Have a great day.